When their evil enemy resurfaces after 16 years, a group of ex-revolutionaries reunite to rescue the daughter of one of their own. That is a really short synopsis of one battle after another. It's a film that runs 2 hours and 41 minutes, and it came out September 28, 2025. It had an estimated budget of $130 million, and as of November 1st, it has grossed worldwide $185 million. The film stars Leonardo DiCaprio as Bob, Sean Penn as Colonel Stephen Lockjaw, Tiana Taylor as Perfidia, and Regina Hall as Deandra. Leonardo DiCaprio is one of my favorite actors, so whenever he puts out a film, I'm compelled to go see it, almost no matter what it is. Almost every movie that he puts out is solid gold, kind of like Tom Cruise. Anyhow, so this film was also directed and written by Paul Thomas Anderson and Thomas Pynchon. In the film, it starts off with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tiana Taylor. They were kind of a couple. They were doing these heists. I don't say heists, but they were doing these break-ins of, look like ICE detention centers, and they were letting people go. And so they were kind of these revolutionaries doing things. The media has kind of said, oh, they were Antifa or whatever. That word was never used in the film, but that's kind of what they were doing. They were doing kind of like what maybe some protester type activities. In the film, Perfidia becomes pregnant. There was some question because she was also in this relationship with one of this ICE facility director played by Sean Penn, Colonel Lockjaw. They basically cut forward a little bit to where they were almost caught and they had to kind of go their separate ways, Perfidia and Bob, Leo's character. But that was after the baby was born. And you could tell that Perfidia didn't really want the baby. She was doing things that weren't really baby friendly, like shooting guns and stuff with a baby in her belly. And once the baby was born, Bob kind of took on the responsibility of being the father, raising the child, and Perfidia kind of went her own way. You don't really know where she went, but she kind of went into hiding or wasn't sure at first, and she ends up ultimately being caught by the authorities. So they fast forward many years into the future to where the daughter grows up or is in high school, and they show Bob as being this kind of pot smoker dad, real ultra paranoid dad who has all these little protections set up that his daughter won't get caught, or they both won't get caught. And so there's that whole part of the film. And then they also have kind of this other part of the film with Sean Penn's character where he's been hunting those two because he's trying to infiltrate this society. He wants to be inside the Christmas club. This is a very select Christmas club, basically older white dudes. He wanted to be one of them, but in order to be in this ultra racist Christmas club, they had to make sure that he had no bloodline, because they asked him, did you ever sleep with a black woman? Do you have any children? And he was like, no, sir, and no, sir, I would never do that. But anyway, he was on a mission to try to find that daughter so he could do his own blood test or DNA test. And so that was part of what was driving him to find them. This was a long film. It runs 2 hours and 41 minutes. So there was a lot to it. It was entertaining. It took a long time to get to where something good was going to happen. So I'm going to go into spoiler territory. I'm jumping ahead to kind of the end of the film where he does find the daughter and he does end up running the DNA test and finding out that she is in fact his daughter. So that basically invalidates him from being able to join the Christmas club. However, he ends up lying to them ultimately, but they find out. I think he did admit that he had a relationship but it was over. I forget, but somehow they found out that he was indeed had relations with a black woman. But they told him that was not a problem, that they let him into the club and they brought him into this room and basically they gassed him, literally killed him. And so it was like, whoa. You kind of figured that they were going to do something like that. It was entertaining. It was very interesting. Going further on to the end when finally Leo DiCaprio and his daughter are reunited, it looked like at the ending scene they showed the two of them wherever they were living, whatever apartment building, she's getting ready to go out and be a revolutionary, which it wasn't realistic. The ending, so just because your parents were these protesting revolutionaries that went out and they bombed things and they broke people out of government facilities, just because you're parents are doing that doesn't mean that you're going to do that growing up, especially when you're not being indoctrinated, because they never showed her dad indoctrinating her into that lifestyle. I just thought it was really strange that she would all of a sudden now she's going to be one of them. I guess you could argue it was because of how they captured her and they made her go through some stuff like for a few days in the film, but it was a very weak premise. Overall, I thought the film was entertaining. I enjoyed it. It did run a little too long. The acting was really good in it. Sean Penn was really good. And so was Leo DiCaprio. Benicio del Toro was really good in it as well. He's good in everything, right? He's just an amazing actor. So overall, I thought it was entertaining. People are calling it like this woke film or whatever, like this Antifa-laden film, but I don't know. I mean, if that's what they were going for, I don't think that's what they were really going for. I mean, the reality is there are people out there kind of like this, and there are organizations out there like this. But like I said, they never even mentioned the name of the organization. But I did think it was entertaining enough to give the film 4 stars.